A lot of times we listen to advice from our parents that might know nothing about that area, yeah, or a friend. And that's crazy. And we do it all, yeah, the time. Why do you think we do that?
Because we really don't want to, we don't want to disappoint people who we love. And because we don't want them to disappoint us either, right? Yeah. And so we end up making this really, it's a really, really a tricky situation, okay? And it requires a really high sense of what psychologists refer to as agency, a high sense of self-awareness, confidence in your decision-making process, no waffling, all that stuff. I did not have that. I was very interested in pleasing other people because that's how I got my... felt confident. That's how I felt like I knew I was on path, right? And so, but here comes my dad, who I love, and who was absent for most of my childhood because he's an army officer. He was gone a lot. You might recognize some, yeah, of that story from the
I recognize a lot from the book,
you know.
Yeah.
And he's paying this attention to me. But like now, so if you have listeners to your show that are dealing with something like that, where somebody else is projecting onto them something that they should do, I'm going to give them another word that they need to understand, right? And that is the word passion. The word passion literally means the willingness to suffer for something. So stop what you're doing, examine where you're at right now, what you are doing for a career, to earn money, to make a lifestyle, and whether someone's projecting it onto you or you're already doing that thing, ask yourself, am I willing to suffer for this thing? Because if you are, then you are truly following your passion, right? You are truly passionate about that thing. If you are not willing to suffer for it, if you are not willing to put in the work for decades, to perhaps never see the full fruit and benefit of your labor, then you might not be passionate about that thing and you may need to reconsider. So the 21-year-old kid that's listening to this episode right now, the 30-year-old kid that's listening to this episode that has no responsibilities like to other people, wife or kids, take all the risk you can right now. Find your passion. Find out that thing that you are willing to suffer for by taking risk. It's the only way that you're going to be able to do it, by playing, by testing, by tinkering, by innovating, by retweaking, right? There's this great quote by a saint named Saint Catherine of Siena. And she said, when you become who God created you to be, you will set the world ablaze. But what that requires for us is to unbecome what we're not. And that requires effort, it requires work, it requires intention, it requires time, right? It requires conversations like this. It requires putting in your headphones and listening to a show like I Love Success or the Impact Entrepreneur Show or the School of Greatness or whatever, right? Yeah. But we have to focus on becoming who we are created to be by unbecoming who we're not, by shedding the armor that other people have put on us and picking up our slingshot and going out in the world and facing those bullies.